Yes, the camera is there. So really, I should bring the camera to there, because then the camera is right there in front of my face. I'm new to this. I've never done this before.
But if it was on a twist, looking at you, the camera can be right in front of you. But if it's aimed at a different direction, you're not in the center of the shot.
Yeah, but of course I'm looking at the phone, and I'm putting the center of the phone in front of me. Like that's gonna because it's the center. But of course the camera's right up here, right at the edge of it. So really, that's where I want to be.
What I'm asking you to do is look at the picture of you in the preview and put your face in the middle of it.
There.
That's much better.
Much better, right? That took how many episodes for me to figure that out?
90. What are we at? I should check.
You've got earphones in tonight. Do you normally do that? Have I not noticed? Is this a new thing, or do you normally have those in?
Every single week.
Really? So I've just figured out how to center my phone, and now I've just noticed.
It's a whole new world, isn't it?
It is.
I'm Ross. This is Ian, and the two of us, against doctor's orders, are attempting to drink Nova Scotia dry. Mm. Now, tonight we have the white stouts. We found two. Well, you found one of these white stouts, and my friend James found the other one. So I have found nothing. I am just here to drink beer, and that's it. Drink beer and chew gum, and I'm all out of gum. So the flat white is out of Propeller Brewing Company, has one, and it's just called a basic flat white. It is a white stout. It is 5%, so it's the weaker. And Boxing Rocks Inverse, which is backwards and has a weird shading on the can. It's really difficult to read. An inverse white stout. But they both are very minimalistic can design. And we have talked about that. I like both an incredibly busy cartoonish can, but I also like a really nice, minimalistic, very, very basic, even monotone, classic, monochrome can as well.
One of the best Beatles albums, take Sgt. Pepper out of it, the White Album, Metallica's Black Album. Those albums that they just say, let the product do the talking rather than being all flashy and flouncy and stuff. Let's just throw it into a minimalist packaging. And let the product.
In many cases, correlation does not imply causation, because I have seen some very minimalistic albums and or beer cans, and they have absolutely sucked.
Right.
So you record a whole album and say, well, I don't think it was very good, so let's do a really minimal, just a basic album cover, and then it'll just make itself great on the way to the record stores.
And then hope no one buys it because it's so terrible, and they just think it's maybe just an empty record sleeve or something.
We're assuming.
Can you give an example of one of those? You're a bit of a music buff.
What's a minimalistic album cover that is also an album that sucks? I don't know that I can think of one.
Yeah.
I don't know many sucky albums. Really enjoyed Weezer's Blue Album. I highly enjoyed the Pet Shop Boys' Binaural. That was a very minimalistic album design, but I just like the Pet Shop Boys, and some people would immediately give up on that right away.
No, I quite like it.
Or some other, just a couple of colors. See, no more than two. I was going to say Vary, but that one, the album cover, it wasn't an album cover. It was an album texture.
Yeah,
the orange,
was it embossed or something?
It was dappled, with the little dappled dots on it.
In the same way as you've bought beers just on the can alone, by thinking, oh, that looks interesting, I'm going to buy that.
Mm-hmm.
I've bought LPs just looking at the front cover. Oh, I've totally done that. I've totally done that in second hands. I wouldn't spend a great deal of money on them. You know, I wouldn't go and spend $50 on an album on a complete whim. But I, in second hand stores or cheap ones, I've thought, that's a really cool cover. I've never heard of the band. I've got no knowledge of them whatsoever. And I've bought albums on just because I think the cover is so interesting. I might eventually hang it on the wall, that kind of thing.
And you see this every now and then where someone's got a meme of, oh, the children today will never know the joy of thumbing through a record shop and finding that one that just looks amazing. Because I feel like album art is definitely something that is passé, if not almost certainly dead, because you just you get it online. What's this song? Oh, I'll download that. Click, flam, wham. And it does show up. It shows you the album art as you're listening to it. But for the most part, it's not, it would never be the reason that you would buy the album, I don't think. You'll hear a song and then say, mm-hmm. I'll get that. You listen to the song, I love the song. And as you're listening to it, the album art happens to come along with it. So it's more of an afterthought as opposed to a selling feature.
That's the only way we could do it in the olden days. The olden days, Ross. It's the only way we could even buy music, wasn't it? Or listen to it. So if we heard one track, you thought, I'm going to have to go and buy the album now, regardless of how shitty the other nine tracks on the album might be. You just paid your 10 quid, your $10, and you bought it on the hopes that the rest of it wasn't going to suck. Quite often it did. At least That's the beauty now, even though we hate, I love and hate Spotify in equal measures for what they're doing to live music, what they're doing to bands and music in general. But it's so bloody convenient that I hate myself for doing it, but I do it.
The only thing I dislike about Spotify is that Neil Young has taken his entire catalog off of there, because I have now a Spotify playlist of, you know, I'm going to do the air quotes again, a couple of songs that I'm trying to learn in order to perform live.
Yeah.
I think I'm up to 52. But it's just a couple of songs that you're trying to familiarize yourself with.
One a week for a whole year.
Except the problem is that every week I find two more. So that you see how it sort of gets away from you. That's why it started at 5 and it's now up to 50. But I have tried to add a couple of Neil Young songs that I want to learn, and sadly, no. But just about everything else is there. And I have the real bonus there is there's a couple of local bands, and they play some local song, like music that you can't get outside of the little Annapolis Valley here. I can find it on Spotify and listen to it. I'm like, yeah. So,
and you can even get podcasts from people who like beer on Spotify
as well.
Yeah.
Shameless plug there. Listen to us on Spotify. We are there. If you look up Drink NS Drive, we are there. Anyway, okay. Reminding ourselves, this is a beer show.
Oh, I forgot.
we brought some beer from good old Nova Scotia. This is the Propeller Brewing Company out of Halifax, Nova Scotia. One of what we like to commonly refer to as the Big Two has given us the Flat White Stout. So I'm not quite certain how to describe it, but it's a Flat White Stout. It's white and then white again. Now, I didn't do a lot of research, but I think that a white stout is just a stout that is not quite as jet black, you know, molasses treacle kind of color.
Well, and then I'm are you in for a surprise?
It's treacle?
Oh, it's golden. I mean, it even tells you on the back.
It's golden? It's a golden ale. That's the first one. A golden ale with unexpected flavors of coffee and cocoa, with fresh, cold-brewed Java blend coffee and decadent cocoa nibs. It's rich yet balanced, loaded with flaked oats for a medium body and lingering white head. I love how I say that I didn't do any research, and I'm immediately validated by that by not having even read the first three words on the side of the can.
The clue was on the can itself. Now, I'm gonna come clean here. It only occurred to me about 5 minutes before we came on air, sounds so professional, on air, that I think I've had this one already. And the reason why it's not going to come as a surprise to me is for that very reason. I was in, we were watching the Beatles tribute band, Rebecca and I, 2 or 3 months ago.
I really don't think they need your endorsement at this point, but do please continue pushing the Beatles.
Well, yeah, I was thinking,
that's two references.
I was still thinking to myself all the way. I was thinking, a white stout? Come on, what black magic is this? There's no such thing as a white stout. But they've even said on their website, hey, flavor is not a color. I've had this before, and it's quite right. And if you look down, people are saying, it don't look like a stout, but my heavens, it tastes like one. And I thought the same thing. When this woman in the pub we were in the city, she said, I forget the name of the place we were at, but she brought us a flat and recommended things that we should have a go at. And a flight of beer. And she said, oh, we've got a white stout. And I'm like, I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense to me. What do you mean a white stout? So she brought it, and I thought, which one's the stout? Because they were all kind of gold nails. Yeah, but that one, sure enough, was the white stout. And it was only in 4 ounces, of course, just a little taster thing. And I immediately thought, oh, my God, it smells like a stout. And I drink it, I think, this is crazy. It's playing tricks on you. If you were blindfolded and you were drinking it, you'd be like, that's a stout. But then you look at it and you're like, how is that a stout? So clearly, color is not a flavor.
Cool. No, especially not when someone's using black magic. So this is obviously witchcraft.
It's witchcraft in a can.
what I like, the little additional designs around the top half of the can. It's the jet black from the about third of the way down to the lower three-fifths. I don't know how to describe this. But the top is they've got these little markings of normally the designs that you would get in an espresso cup as they would make leaves or the hearts.
Like
this looks
it.
Like very nicely designed espresso coffee tops. So maybe this is a Java blend coffee and cocoa nibs. So I think they're trying to say, yes, sir, we're still a very coffee stout, blah, 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 blah. But flat, a white stout. I am very curious and very fascinated by this. If this is just a golden ale that tastes like a stout, where
flat
have these
white.
Been? Why are we drinking these all the time? These are so hard
flat
to find.
Flat white is the name for a coffee, though, isn't it? I only found that out fairly recently when I was in Scotland. They drink flat whites. I didn't know that until fairly recently. So literally, you can ask for a flat white, and it refers to a type of coffee.
Well, that would be why that the upper text, the leading text is flat white, but it is a white stout.
It's
so
like
the name
of,
it's like a latte, I'm informed. By my researcher.
A flat white is a latte.
Well,
so if you want to be even more pretentious than someone ordering a latte, you could go in and say, I'll just have a flat white, please.
Yeah.
In the UK.
In the UK.
In your most Portland, Oregon voice that you can muster.
I don't know what that is. I don't know what an Oregon
apologies
voice
to Portland, Oregon. Basically, pretentious in latte drinking. I have cracked it. And.
Good. Me too. I've
God. Yes. It smells like a stout.
It smells like a stout.
It smells like a stout, but I can see clearly now the top
rain
of the
rain is gone.
Yeah, and the rain is gone. Well, the snow is here. I can see no obstacles in my windshield.
None at all.
Gone are the traction days of yesterday. It's going to be a bad, really bad crash.
We're back to music again. Johnny,
we have. Well,
rest
I
in
mean
peace.
You're the one who keeps trying to sell us on this brand new band of the Beatles.
Hmm.
I don't think they're going to do that well, honestly.
No. You never know, though. Hey, listen.
Trying to get famous without that Portland.
Weezer managed to make something of it. Oh, you're pouring. You're cheating.
I've cracked it. I've sniffed it.
Okay. I'll do the same.
There's a thing. There's a small speck of, I don't know what to call it, grit on the top of my head. Foam over there, not foot foam, Petsky but head foam. Foam. Where's? There we go. We got that off. I'm just.
It's crazy, isn't it? You're like, how can that be a stout? Come on,
this
that's
is,
not a stout.
This doesn't. The head is not stouty. I'll give it. It's, you know, it's the bubbles are too big, so this looks like a golden ale. The head on top is more like a golden ale. It's not frothy in a way that the stout would froth up.
No, it ain't
but
no.
This
Guinness.
Smells cocoa. Esque, it's got that coffee and cocoa kind of smell to it, but it is. This is the color of maybe an IPA or a double IPA. I think it's that not the golden or towards an oranger style of color.
Golden, they've called it. They've nailed it. It's a golden looking ale.
I have no idea what we are in for here. This is fascinating to me. I thought people were kidding. I thought everyone was pulling my leg and saying, oh, yeah, it's great. It's like a nice golden ale, but it's a stout. And they're literally calling it a stout.
Cheers, mate.
I don't know how to categorize this, but this is going to be a lot of fun. Here we go. Cheers on the bottom. Okay, you said if you were blindfolded, you would say that's a stout.
Maybe it
no.
wasn't. I was going to think maybe it wasn't the propeller that I had then.
But if I was blindfolded, I would not have any hell of an idea as to what this is.
Yeah.
It's malt. The malt is sweet. It's like a sweeter ale than I was expecting, but not in a cocoa-y, chocolatey way.
Maybe this isn't the one I had. It doesn't taste familiar because the one I had. In like I say, in the city there, which was a white stout, I'm sure it was propeller. Maybe it wasn't. This does not taste as immediately stouty as. But having said that, that was on draft, of course. That was hand pulled, and it was on draft. And this is out of a can, but
it's
not.
Change things.
Yeah, it does, but maybe not to the extent.
It smelleth stouty.
Yeah.
In the way that it smelleth malty and thick. And with that coffee and cocoa in there. Now, there is a coffee flavor.
Oh, yeah, there is.
It's the only flavor I can discern up front, but that is not to say it is strong. There is this, I definitely have to say, honey slash mead flavor in here that's doing
sugary
and wheaty kinds of things. So like a sweet barley, what some of my favorite blondes that I've tried are a little bit of a sweeter flavor with the barley and the sugar, but
you're thinking what were you saying there?
It smells syrupy.
Syrupy. It says syrupy.
Yes. It's a little syrupy, but not gross. Not overdone.
No, it's this not. Is, it's quite subtle, isn't it, really? It's not
this is so interesting. Weird, and I like it.
Yeah.
I like this one because it's not trying to kill you with hops.
No.
I'm kind of glad that it's not entire black magic, what I wasn't expecting. I was almost thinking, is this going to be a creamy, thick headed stout going down? But no. It's a golden ale with coffee.
I think you
have
honey. You said honey, and I'm getting a bit of that. I'm getting
whatever sweetener is in there.
It's really nice.
It really is. I have no idea how to describe it. If someone plonked this down and said, this is a blonde, I'd say, well, it's a little bit of a different blonde that I've ever had, but it's good.
Yeah.
Or if someone said, oh, this is just a pale ale? What else would you call this? It's certainly not an IPA.
Well, first thing you do is get your hooter in it. And when you did, you'd say, God, it smells like a stout.
It smells like a stout.
But now it's not to me. Now it's not tasting like I was expecting it to. And like I say, I may be mistaken. It may not have been the Propeller white stout that I had 2 or 3 months ago. This doesn't taste as stouty as I thought it was going to on that pretext.
I will read you the ingredients on the side here. Barley, wheat, oats, milk.
Wow.
This
okay.
is an oatmeal slash milk stout. It also says may contain rye. Well, I should hope so. Milk. I am getting no kind of creaminess.
You're not getting creamy milk stout about it, no.
It doesn't feel heavy. And at a 5%, it feels remarkably sessionable. It might be a little carbonated. Is there a fizz? Do you get kind of like
a little bit, but I don't want too much anyway. If I'm going to have a session ale, I don't want to be burping every 2 minutes.
I think
you're right. I think I could have this. I could have this most of the evening. I'd probably be falling over because it's not. It's 5%. It's still. I know you were saying 5% is just a weak old beer these days, and it seems to be. But that's a. This is a nice strengthed, easy to drink, non-gassy, full of flavor, white stout.
Whatever a white stout
weirdly.
Is. I want to both buy a six-pack of this and have this on hand as my regular beer because of how tasty it is. Mm-hmm. But I would not be able to explain this to human beings, I feel. A guest comes over. They said, do you have any beer? And you'd have to sit him down. Well, let me show you the PowerPoint presentation and show you what you're about to have. Because
I think you would have to video yourself pouring this and then prove to them afterwards when you've said, what do you think this is? They wouldn't believe you that it's a stout. And Amori Camarena, who's an untapped debutante, he's drinking a flat white stout. Saying, and quite, he just says, never judge a book by its cover. That old thing. And that's spot on, isn't it?
Stupid review.
I think it's
that
spot
is.
On. I think it's spot on.
If,
never judge.
If you're going to leave a review, see.
Go on.
Let me explain. Here's the problem with everyone on the internet.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm going to sit back for this one.
You ready? This is going to be the good one.
All right. I'm
everyone. So, all right. Your opinion reaching everyone is seconds away. It's a fraction of a second to let everyone know what your opinion is.
Yeah.
Your opinion could be, I like this. Your opinion could be, I hate this. So what happened over the course of the internet is we started at I like cheese, and someone says, I hate cheese. No, oh, we don't agree. Ah, let's meet someone who's ambivalent towards cheese, and someone has their opinion is online. It's, I'm ambivalent towards cheese. And everyone went, that's a stupid opinion, because it was. But the point was, you could put your opinion on the internet, so then eventually people had to, it's the exact same thing as naming your child Jason, but J-A-I-Y-S-S-E-N, because...
Oh, like, you almost went for Jason, our friend there. You almost went for Typer.
J-A-Y-S-S-O-N. No, no, yeah. I added an I and an additional S. I'm not making fun of Jason Typer. But I picked a name, and I'm sorry. I know, like, all it is. But it's an insistence on...
being
uniqueness
different.
And being different. And so yes. Someone was like, he can't just say, you know what, I liked this because I thought it was going to be this. I thought it was going to be a dark stout and it wasn't. It was something different and I liked it. He can't just say that. He has to, wait, how can I do this so that I seem mysterious and very clever? Ooh, I know. I'll say something very mysterious and clever. I'll say a famous statement that someone much smarter than me said 200 years ago.
Never judge a book by its cover.
Not even his own words, but he thinks that'll make everyone think that I'm much more clever and mysterious. I judge everybody too harshly. He's probably a delightful youngster.
Amori Carbonara.
Yeah, Amori. I have nothing against you whatsoever. I'm just judging this one tiny little beer review because it tells me absolutely nothing, where our entire purpose is to be here and tell you as much as possible, as little as you asked or require it.
Absolutely. It's only your opinion and it's my opinion. I just read everyone else's. I'm immediately influenced by it. When we're doing IPA nights... And we've got Ananda there. Ananda, who clearly knows a thing or two about beers, because when he starts talking, I'm like, I could just sit there and listen to him wax lyrically about the beers that he's drinking.
And to me, delightful.
I'm like, I don't like that. I don't like that. It's an IPA. I don't like... But he makes me want to like him.
This one here stinks a bit like feet.
He never said that.
Oh, no, that's what we would say.
That's what I would say. Yeah.
Sorry, that was it. That was a you voice. Did that not come through?
Oh, was that your English accent?
Apparently, it might have been.
Okay, we'll end up at Russian again.
Actually, there's some strange... I think the honey is coming through even further now because the honey is actually sticking to and or coating a little bit the back of my teeth. It's just sitting there. I've drank it. It's smooth sweet. On the back end, very smooth, very delightful. But there's a little. A sweetened stickiness that leaves this honey aftertaste in the back of your throat.
It's not the slightest bit stouty now to me. No. It's all gone. I'm getting my nose in it. I'm still getting a bit of coffee. I'm now about a third. I've dropped mm-hmm. two-thirds mm-hmm. of it. I'm sniffing coffee-ish now. It smelt stouty to me at the top, to be honest. While I'm further down, there's still coffiness there, a little bit of stout smelling, but it doesn't. That's the flavor of stout is gone. I would not be able to discern this right now from a golden ale, or even a honey ale. This is don't get me wrong. I really like it.
I do too. I honestly would just say it's like a coffee flavored mead, or a coffee golden ale. And the funny thing is, we've had a coffee blonde before.
Yeah,
out of Triders.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Well, and it was Illuminate gross. At Church Brewing. Illuminate?
Illuminate? I can't remember. What was that?
Was it a double something?
The Belgian double?
We had the double and the triple, yeah?
Yes, they're very similar.
A year ago. Wow.
No, yeah, no, she's right. She's absolutely right. There's a similarity there.
That's crazy. You people, you amaze me with your memory, with your memories and your taste buds are so... closely linked to memory, but mine clearly isn't. I just know what I like right now. Absolutely amazing. Someone says, tastes just like a stout. Very well done, Propeller. I bet Propeller can sleep well tonight knowing that now.
But I think we've definitely both agreed that this does not taste just like a stout.
I don't think it does. No,
this
I don't think it does.
A golden, honeyed, coffee-type flavored thing.
But I want them to continue making it, even though it doesn't taste like a stout to me now.
Here's where I land.
Good.
I want to know what a white stout is supposed to taste like. Because if it's supposed to taste like a stout, white stout is a style that confuses some. Okay, first off, yes, fully agree that it's confusing. Yeah. Enrages other and gets a lot of brewers very excited. Okay.
It enrages others.
A playground for making interesting, flavorful... It is not only a style, but a playground for making interesting, flavorful beers. Any thoughts on white stouts? Many assert it's not oxymoron. Others call it a gimmick. What's wrong with these people? Just no. Blah, blah, blah. Most were enthusiastic. Pale stout is tasty, but requires explanation to sell. When we hear stout, we think dark. They have a naughty sauce white stout is one of their best sellers, competing with their IPA. The style. Here we are. It isn't yet properly recognized by the Beer Judge Certification Program or Brewers Association guidelines. Well, okay, that explains a great many things. Maybe we should just give up entirely, because if it's not in the Beer Judge Certification Program, then we're certainly not going to try to drink. Yes, we are. We'll
it's not in the... What did you say there? It's not in the certification program.
A white stout isn't a style that's properly recognized by the Beer Judge Certification Program.
Ah, wow. It's what not... is this program that we're just learning about? Is this
the International Confederacy of Beer Poobahs.
The consensus seems to be that white or pale, though some use that to describe a beer that's more amber than pale, white stout is predominantly a blonde or golden ale of moderate to somewhat high alcohol strength that also exhibits traditional stout flavors such as coffee and chocolate. Therefore, they're just going on the ingredients. So coffee and chocolate are more traditionally, more historically associated with stouts. Therefore, they're saying, well, then this is a stout in traditionally, but different. But it's not dark. Here's a good one.
Most examples of a white stout seem to target the sweet/milk stout parameters. So that this is a good sweet whatever the heck. But to get the stouty flavors, the most common additions are coffee and cacao.
Yes.
They add obviously also astringent and acidic notes, thickening mouthfeel effects. Lactose is commonly cited, and so long as it isn't overdone, making a ropey, sickly sweet beer. Okay, it seems a reasonable addition. So it doesn't. It is not a sickly sweet beer.
No, it's really not, is it?
But there is just that little bit of. It sticks around in a way that I was not expecting. So it is a mildly creamy but certainly sweetened beer that's made in some kind of stout style.
Can we call it gimmicky? It's a bit gimmicky. It might be a current, like, because I mean everyone's trying to do different things at the moment, apart from the IPAs. Everyone's trying to do something a little bit different in the craft beer department. Therefore, they're like, so this is quite clearly a new thing, because white stouts we'd never heard of until recently. So therefore, the only difference it says here is the additions made at the fermentation step that give this beer, the white stout, its unique stout-like flavors. After primary fermentation, cacao nibs are added. You just mentioned the cacao there. Some brewers add smoked malt to mirror the roasty, chocolatey finish that is found in traditional stouts. So they're still brewing it the same way, but then just giving it hints and elements that you normally associate with stouts. And you know what? I'm all for it. This is really lovely.
I think it's great as well, because if anything, we're adding complicated things to an otherwise pretty boring light ale land.
Okay.
And I don't even though I'm kind of describing what is a gimmick, I'm also saying I don't think this is a gimmicky beer, because we've discussed gimmicky beers before, and we've discussed things like, here's the new cucumber mint pale ale, and you're like, and you're like, oh, that's disgusting, but well done, you know, nice try, and it's crazy.
Yeah.
Maybe those are a bit more crazy than gimmicky. Those are just absolutely experimentational.
Yes.
But again, I feel like gimmicky is done in a way to make something popular, and I don't see a... From everything that we are told, we dark beer favorers are in the minority. And if we go in and we say, what's the darkest thing you've got in the menu? They say, we've got an IPA. But it's to call something, to just even have a stout on the menu is a favor to us. So if someone's going to say, hey, would you like to try this gimmicky version of a beer that nobody drinks? Boo, hiss, back to the kitchen with you, France. So I don't know if this is sort of a weird cellar idea.
I was almost going to drink the last bit, but I suddenly remembered. I don't do that anymore, do I?
I've got a little bit. But do you know what's at the bottom of mine?
Yeah, sediment. There is some sediment down there.
Sediment! And yes, I took a little tiny swig of that, and it's extra coffee. The sediment is where all the coffee bits are.
I can see it. It's floating in the bottom there like a... It doesn't look like traditional sediment that you would get. It looks like the dregs, of a ground coffee.
It do.
A cup of coffee.
Let's pretend that white stout is an agreed-upon beer type by the beer judge...
Whatever they're called.
Grand High King of Beer Festistan. I think I need to just happily give that. I like it. And it seems to taste like everything it's supposed to taste like. So I gotta be pretty happy with like an 8.5.
I'm glad you said that because historically you're like, it's a stout, yet it doesn't taste like a stout. Therefore, in stout land, I'm going to give it this. But in my beer land, I really like it. Now, of course, this is different, of course, because we've never had a white stout before.
No.
I've had one. I know I have. It turns out that it wasn't this. I've had one. And because it's so new to us, we can't really compare it against. How would you expect a white stout to taste?
And that's what we're trying to learn tonight, I think. And in every research avenue that we found, I think the description of what we're supposed to be tasting is in that.
It's in the can. That's right. It does what it says on the tin. I like it a lot. I'm going to give this also about an 8 out of 10. For the flavors alone, I really like that beer. I could drink that all evening, quite happily.
Oh, I would crack another one. Waiter comes along. Would you like another, sir? Yes, please. And one for me, mate.
One for the road. No, you can't say that when you're driving, can you?
Yeah, I don't think so.
No.
Don't worry. Someone else is driving.
That's right.
One for the road, but I'm going to sit in the back of a taxi.
I'll sit in the back seat.
It's fine.
What's next on the menu?
In a self-driving car. Next on the menu is at a Boxing Rock, which is in Shelburne, Nova Scotia, if I'm not mistaken. Do they hold their address? Ooh, look, it says that on the menu. Look, you can... Did you know you can actually learn some information if you read the actual...
If you read the can before you come on in.
Can before you do anything. It is so out of Shelburne, Nova Scotia. Can I just say, there is a texture going on. This is a delightfully textured can. I don't know what it is about this, but it just feels
very... It's a matte finish.
Hell yeah, it is. It is a matte finish. So Boxing Rock has the inverse white stout, but inverse is, of course, written backwards. It is a 6.0% alcohol by volume. Doesn't say anything else about the IBUs or the other strange numerical instances that we sometimes find. However,
mine
is
written inversely, Ross. If you look at the camera, mine's the right way around.
Well, yeah, but white stout is backwards because you're looking at yourself in the mirror. And I've flipped my own self. So, when do I? I see it correctly in one window, but not in the other. What the heck?
Yeah.
I know what's going on. Never mind. I figured it all out. So, written on the can, it says in big letters, "Mind Bender." And isn't that the truth with this delightfully pale-hued white stout? Wait, what? A white stout? That's just bananas, you say. Well, we say it's fun and full of stout characteristics like dark chocolate, coffee, a bit of smoke, and a refreshing, spicy finish, all with an unexpected golden color. We then added some more fun with the addition of vanilla beans and a hint of coffee.
There we go.
You said it already tasted like coffee, though. So we added coffee. Yo, dog, we heard you like coffee, so we put some coffee in your coffee so you can stay up late while you stay up late. Ingredients: water, barley, oats, vanilla, a cow?
A cow?
Not a cow. A full cow, apparently. Apparently, a cow is English for cacao, which is what it is in French, unless that's a typo. Because they usually say cacao, do they not?
They do.
That's just a cow.
Well, let's go to the internet, and maybe they have just thrown a little cow in there for us just to mix things up.
Well, chances are I'm going to crack it open, and we'll see how small can this cow be to fit not only
and
within
it would
the
truly
can.
Truly be it would truly then be a milk stout, wouldn't it?
But yeah, oh,
if it was a tiny.
Well done.
You know what? I think they've missed the sea off because there's no such thing.
Oh.
And a cow is an action or a military battle. And there's neither a military battle or a cow in this canon.
Are you positing that there is no military battle in this can of beer?
Not in mine. I don't hear anything. I don't feel anything. I'm gonna go on record and say that I don't think there's any kind of battle, military or otherwise, going on in this can. Okay. Have you drunk your water yet, my friend? Have you?
Oh, good point. Oh, no, I've been so excited.
Hello. I get it down you.
What's most important here is, I think, if we do find a military battle in this can of Boxing Rock flat white or white stout, you are going to feel pretty silly.
I'm going to feel stupid, aren't I? I'm going to feel stupid. Is Olive with you this evening?
No, I did. I thought I heard her collar jingle a minute ago, but no, she's not down here.
She's not there, I've got some here on a plate for you.
Ooh, those are black olives. Lovely.
They're so good.
I've got some stuffed green olives upstairs, because we did the whole charcuterie thing for... Merry Christmas, by the way, everybody. Recording this live on December 27th. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. We'll get to the Happy New Year part in the next part. Mm-hmm. We'll eventually get to that once we ramble on and on about some different subjects. However, we did the green olives. My daughter loves the black olives, but she likes the ones with pit still included.
Yeah, that's what these are. These are from Homestead's. The old big jar for like $30, $25, $30, whatever. And there's about a million in there. And they're so good. Just on their own.
Are olives served in, like, are they pickled? Are they served in a brine?
Yep, they're in a brine. Vinegar-like thing. They're in a brine, yes. But they're not pickled. No, it's not a vinegar. It's just like a
salt and oil.
Okay. So my question there is, since we know that when you get a pickle that's served in brine, the pickle pre-brine is a cucumber, and you can eat those, and we know what those taste like. But an olive is always served post-brine, so no one has any idea what an olive actually tastes like.
Is that right?
I don't know. This was my question, and I was immediately met with a bunch of scoffs of... They're not served in brine or vinegar. No, you're crazy. These are natural olives. They're just in, I don't know,
some kind of... No, they're served in brine, or they could be in olive oil quite often, and therefore they've got that big thing, that film of oil sitting atop the can every time you open it up.
Yeah, everyone looked at me like I should just know that you pick the olive off the tree, you stuff them all in a jar, and then in the process of traveling from Greece to Nova Scotia on a boat, they just sweat out all of the liquids that are contained within the jar somehow, and that's what an olive is and what it tastes like.
I don't think that's what happened. I'm going to go on record as well as saying that doesn't happen, just like there isn't a battle going on in this can. Neither of those things happen.
What is...
However, I've never had an olive straight from an olive tree. So
neither
therefore,
have I.
We should go afterwards and check that out on the old...
Tis
internet.
The season to extend an olive branch to your neighbor. So I think we should do that and then just take a big old bite out of it and see what he says. I have chosen what word on this can is the most exciting to me. Do you have, within this description, do you have anything?
Well, hopefully it doesn't have bananas, because if it does... it's just going to be another...
No, I don't want bananas either.
Spicy?
Spicy is the one that I'm excited about.
Oh, Rebecca's excited about a cow. So apparently...
You want the cow. Yeah, I thought you were. You might be the most excited about the potential of a military battle. I'm certainly excited.
Spicy.
About.
A refreshing spicy finish. This should be something, right? Because the one thing I don't think of when I'm thinking of stouts is spicy.
No, nor no. Translucent.
Yeah.
This is so gold. Oh, look at the head on that, too. That's much more frothy than the Otra. Now, the other thing that gets me is that the two cans, the inverse, it is just a jet, is just a matte black, just super dark can. Whoa, you will not see through this. They are very indicative of your standard. This is an stout kind of can. You expect the engine, you know, the soiled, tarnished engine oil to come out of that as the thick black treacle to just pour like molasses out of there.
100%.
Instead, we get this delightful golden ale smelling like, I was smelling a lot of coffee off of this one, I must say.
I didn't smell it, the can, when I opened it, which is a schoolboy error at this stage. I should know that. But I'm actually getting it still off of the glass. Yeah.
Coffee roast. But
and chocolate, mate. And chocolate.
Your smell, I was just about to say, are you getting that second wave of like a very milky chocolate as well?
Well,
as what's
hang
coming
on a minute.
The back of there.
Hang on a minute. I heard it. I can't smell it, but I heard it.
No, but listen to mine. Allons-y. Allons-y, mes amis.
Well, yeah. I'll be damned.
Yeah, it's military battle.
It wasn't a spelling mistake, after all.
I'm so glad we do this.
This smells amazing.
Mm, it keeps fighting the roasted coffee and the chocolate. They are kind of fighting in the smell, and I don't know that we've had a military battle in the smells before. Usually, there's often a military battle in the flavors, but not the smells. Shall we?
Oh, what? Wow! I just did. I'm sorry, I got there ahead of you. Oh, this is better.
What is going on? Ooh, Oh my! Oh my! Oh, that is an immediate chocolate.
Oh, wow!
And the chocolate fades out to like a coffee chocolate. Mm. Oh!
So flavorsome. God.
Oh my! This is. You know how. We occasionally
Surely
come across
that, wasn't it? Maybe that was that one. Maybe I had that one.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like we come across the chocolate porter or honestly a milk stout. I want a milk stout to taste more like this. This is candy in a glass.
Yeah.
Chocolate.
Oh my goodness.
Smells like a chocolate.
That is an Aero bar. Mm.
Yeah.
Do you know the closest thing to that is the Russian Imperial Stout from Bad Apple Brewing? That milk, chocolatey, delicious goodness. And the only thing about that one is much thicker, much more imperial. The darkness darkness does not imply flavor. What was the sentence that you said earlier? It was
flavor is not a color.
Flavor is not a color.
Rebecca's giving me the thumbs down on that. She's giving me a look that she doesn't enjoy that. Terry Shepherd said, love my stouts, but this one just doesn't do it for me.
No, me neither.
Here's the eyes closed test. Let's try some eyes closed test. Here you are, sir. Try this chocolate stout.
My eyes are closed. I like it. It's very, very...
You know, that is a flavorful chocolate stout, Terry, but I gotta tell you, I don't think it's very thick.
No,
oh my god, I can see through it.
Yeah, it's not thick. It's not. It's not creamy. It's creamy.
No, it is definitely not. The head on it is immediately telling you that. Although mine is actually sticking around. It's
the bitter and the sweet just don't...
They don't work for you?
They don't blend.
They don't blend.
Really?
Interesting.
I'm not tasting any bitter at all.
Ooh.
I'm reading here. Tastes kind of like chocolate milk. Nice flavor with a bit of a bite. Chocolate milk? Mm-mm. Well,
I'm still getting a nip of the coffee, but the coffee nip, if that bitterness, it was stronger in the smell, the aroma, than it is in the flavor.
Okay, I'll buy that. Yeah, I'll buy that.
I think the coffee flavor has gone away on the drinking of it.
So it's the chocolate that's sticking around for you. It's very sweet.
But not sickly sweet. Again, not gross sweet, not too sweet.
No, the flavor was... It's not subtle at all. It's like really top heavy, that chocolate.
This was the problem for the last several weeks. Something says, a little bit of a flavor of this. This is how much flavor I want when it's in the title of the beer. You know, if you tell me that it's a chocolate orange, I want this much chocolate flavor.
Double chocolates, double milk, double chocolate stouts. Those things, you expect them to be so sweet, and quite often they are, which is why you can't drink a great deal of them.
Oh, no.
They're nice to have, you know, like a pint of, and that's it, because they can get a bit sickly. They can get a
bit cloying. I guess that would be the strange thing with this one. Would you like another? You'd say, no, but yeah. Can I have another that first one?
You'd think that was the milk and cookies if you were lying.
Oh, yeah, ooh. That's a good point. Yeah, you might do. There again, I think you've hit the nail on the head there, Ross. The first one we said, if they said, here, would you like another one of these? Like, yeah, I'll have that all night. It's not sickly. The propeller, I mean, the flat white. It's not sickly. You're not going, oh, that's good, but it's like
very
chewing a chocolate bar. Right, this one might be a little more difficult. And just as well, because it's 6%, so not another one.
So, slow down. I'm not getting a spicy.
Oh, good. You brought that up. That's right. We were excited at the prospect. No, I'm not getting spices either.
Like, they serve it sometimes at, often, I think, through the season at Just Us. You can get what they call a Mexican hot chocolate, which is sort of a hot chocolate, but with a little spicy, zing to it.
Yep.
And it's fun. So I was not expecting like a huge spice, but I guess.
You mean you were expecting a hint of something since they said there is what did they say? A refreshing spicy finish. Okay. No, I ain't getting that.
It doesn't. Yeah, it doesn't quite seem like a refreshing spicy finish, does it?
No. It's but there again, it's. Am I getting a bit of citrus?
Interesting. I don't feel like I am, but I suppose if I stretch the old imagination, I could find...
Try it. Try stretching it. We stretched it enough to have a cow and a military battle going on. I don't know. It's not an IPA kind of finish at all, but if I suck in... Is there something on the back end there?
It's starting to come through, and maybe is that the strange like a metallic bitterness? Now I feel like I
or is that just the suggestion of because you said I'm getting no spices, and I said oh nor am I, and now I'm searching for it, but there is something there.
Yeah, and the top and the bottom do change. I feel like I'm getting less chocolate near the bottom now.
It tastes now that it's all over my mouth and on my palate. There is a little bit of it's definitely not IPA. We're not at that levels, but there is definitely an aftertaste, which is a little citrusy to me. Like I've not long finished an IPA because those things tend to hang around a lot, and this is doing the same. I've got no hint of chocolate left in my mouth, or a little bit of coffee maybe, but no hint of chocolate. There's something else that's being left behind,
and I think
maybe that's where the spicy finish is coming in. Do you know what I mean? It's difficult. Oh, you've just changed your backdrop.
Yeah, well, I forgot to go to Boxing Rock, so we're now in Shelburne proper.
Yeah,
I think that's the strange bitterness that I'm now picking up on. The taste it tastes a little metallic to me. I could stretch the imagination into a citrus side of things, but that's the only way I can kind of put it. And okay. So the chocolate does smooth out and it goes away.
It goes away.
I think they're trying to explain the spiciness as the bitterness.
You think?
Yeah, I think that's half off of spicy, bitter.
Yeah. A bit of smoke and a refreshing spicy finish.
The coffee flavor is a little different than the coffee flavor in the flat white of Propeller, and I think it's because it's a much more burnt coffee flavor.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
Which seems to be what they... smoky coffee, I mean, fine. I mean, if you set it on fire, yes, it'll smoke, but the smoke didn't kind of stick in. It just smells like the beer has been set on fire.
It's poisoning.
It's poisony?
Yeah.
I don't want that in my beer.
That's a dangerous word.
Yeah, so they didn't put that on the can. Yeah. I'm not going to read that one at all.
Oh, dear. And our farewell episode.
There's a terrible poisony taste.
Really? Have you had poison, Rebecca, in the past?
Just a little bit.
You
tried it. Don't dismiss it until you try. That's good.
When you're a kid in the woods and you're just kind of trying everything because you think everything's a blueberry, yes, there is a bitterness of the berries you're not supposed to eat in this.
Poison berries. Yeah. That one looks nice, you say.
Poison berries.
It looks delicious, but then it just it tastes like a dandelion's arse.
Yeah, and then you're in hospital for 3 days afterwards.
Apparently not with dandelions, but yes, with most other things.
Pie.
Oh no, dandelions perfectly fine, aren't they? I mean, they taste disgusting, but they are. But they're really good for you.
They really do. But apparently, they make some kind of wine. I don't know if I've ever tried
dandelion or burdock. It's a thing. It's a real thing. You can not just dandelion in wine, but in soft drinks. You can have dandelion and burdock carbonated drinks. I've had them plenty of times back in the old Blighty when I was growing up.
Probably not so much in Canada, which is strange because we have an awful lot of dandelions.
And abundant. Yeah, lawns are littered with them unless you keep
them. We should make that our main export. Grass clippings and dandelions.
Not maple syrup.
Speaking of gimmicks, I would eat a grass clippings and dandelion beer.
Oh, I would too. Totally.
I'd give that a whirl. That'd be delicious.
Even cows, apparently.
You want things to taste bitter? Yes, absolutely. They even taste a little bit hoppy, because sometimes if I have something that's overly hoppy, it does taste just like grass clippings and dandelions.
Yep, it does.
Let's just do that. To the science dungeon, and we'll make ourselves a batch of... Yeah.
Don't ever make me have one of those again.
I won't make you have one of those. I'll have to drink it myself if I ever come across them. But you know what? Ross's good friend James... got these and presented them to him for Christmas. And bless him, I love Ross. He gave me one. So I'm trying it. Yeah. So for that, which reminds me, earlier I did leave your house thinking, oh, what an awful thing to say. And it only occurred to me afterwards, I thought, I think I ought to tell you what I meant when I said, when you offered me one of your homemade cookies earlier on, and I said, I said, we promised ourselves we weren't going to have anything shitty for the rest of the day.
you immediately went on to say unhealthy. You're
unhealthy.
You didn't want to have any non-nutritious
after visiting
Burger
King. No
more sweets. I eventually factored in you meant no more sweets.
I meant something unhealthy for me is what I really meant. When you hand me a cookie, a homemade cookie that you made, and I said, I was not going to have anything shitty for the rest of the day.
To which I replied,
that could have come across as quite rude.
Shut up and eat your cookie.
And then at the end of the day, it was delicious. Thank you very much. And it had mint. It was slightly minty, which was lovely.
That's because there was a crushed candy cane on the top of it.
Ah, that would be why. That would be right. It was lovely. Thank you very much.
Sparkle. It really catches the light. Okay. I have had some water, and I'm switching back to the flat white just to see what's going on. This
is very different.
Completely different, mostly because all the grit of the coffee is down at the bottom of here.
That's right. It's coffee at the bottom of it. Mm.
Final gulp. And
how bad, I think?
Not as good, but I could drink more.
Aha!
I could drink so much more of that one.
I'm coming back to it then. I'm coming back to it.
What is the story? I think it's the sweetened...
I've got my nose in it, Ross, and it smells like a cold coffee.
Yep.
Right at the end of the coffee when you've left it there. If you're in a restaurant and you've left it there and you've forgotten about it, you're like, oh, I've forgotten my coffee. And you go to it and my nose has gone into it. It smells like a Tim. No, it's not that bad. It smells like a coffee that's gone cold.
Ouch. It still tastes golden, though. It still tastes golden. That's a winner.
I like it. Even though the other one is so full of flavor up front, and I thought, oh, this is going to be amazing. The propeller has it for me because it's so easy and it still has flavor.
Is that it? It's easy, even though the Boxing Rock I felt had more flavor. But it was slightly more difficult to enjoy.
Yeah. I'll go with that. Boxing Rock have done some good stuff.
Oh, they do. And this is very tasty. And honestly, hats off to everybody who tries to make a white stout, because this can't be easy. Hey, I know. We'll make stout drinkers try a golden ale with their flavors. Who are you trying to win over?
Yeah, you are right, Ross. Maybe they're just trying to win over the people who don't want dark beers by giving them, throwing the flavors that they associate with stouts at them and saying they do like it. They just don't like the color of the dark stuff. They're scared by that. They're a bit scared by it. Therefore, if we throw chocolate at them in their lovely golden traditional beer, then they might just come around to it. And then they say, ha ha, and they uncover it and go, ha ha, it's a stout. Now, if you like that, come and drink our darker beers. In that case,
if that's a way to cure and fix racism, then I'm all for it.
Absolutely.
No, I don't like your dark beer. I am distrustful of things that have a slightly tanned and chocolatey complexion.
Absolutely. I don't like dark beers. I just like my golden. I like my Keith's and my Bud.
Well, here you go, Steve. Try this beer, and then we'll cure racism.
I've just got a question from the... Yes.
I have my hand up.
Yes.
Oh.
Does this panel take questions and Q&A?
Yes.
Yes.
No one's ever around to give any.
Okay.
Your question is? Sorry, what's your name?
I have a question. regarding session ales, and is it not a little bit presumptuous to call your ale a session ale, and should that not be up to the person drinking the ale and saying, I would drink this in a session instead of being told that you will drink it is a session?
Are you alluding to the fact that some cans actually say on the side, session. This is a session ale? And there is one perfect example in the current Sleeman's multi-pack. Mm-hmm. It's the Dog Days beer in this current Sleeman pack. And it says, this is our session ale.
I'm glad it wasn't a dog session ale. I am in agreement with Rebecca's statement that...
I know it was Rebecca. She was
I don't want to... I recognize her voice. I don't want to be told what's a session ale. So yes. I do get my defenses up and my huge judgmental behavior if someone's try this, it's our session ale. I'm actually going to judge it a little harsher, because if you're trying to imply to me that I will sit down and have five in a row, then it's got to be really good. Like real good.
Judge of that.
You'll be the judge of that. Well, I understand the question. Totally, because I suffer from that myself. I do say, oh, this is a session ale. I said it a
but
ton of times.
But it's a compliment. It's a descriptor. We say it
because... It is a compliment.
But when the brewers themselves do it, I think...
Right.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Rebecca, but that's your question, is when the brewers themselves do it.
Yeah.
Right. Is it not a little...
Pretentious.
Presumptuous
for sure. Not pretentious. I'm sorry.
This is our session ale, but maybe it's a personal opinion and they're saying we like to have this one after another.
I think it also depends on the strength of it, because as much as we obviously go, oh, hallelujah, it's our bad apple Russian Imperial Stout, I ain't going to call that a session ale.
Not a session ale.
You're
going to have two and also go to bed happy.
Yeah, you can. That's right. So the session will last about 4 hours, but you're only going to have two of them. Whereas... If do you know what, mate? Weirdly enough, talking of stouts, I actually find, and many people will disagree with me on this, I find Guinness to be something of a session ale.
Agreed.
It's not strong. It's only 4%, and I understand it can get a bit heavy for if you do drink too many of them. My maximum is 18 on my 50th birthday, so that's as far as I went.
I think we need to try to see if we can beat that.
One day. No.
Now, we've got a couple of opportunities. We have several birthdays between now and my 50th. I think I need practice. I need to beat 18 Guinnesses on my 50th birthday.
Yeah.
That's my goal.
Weirdly, it actually wasn't my 50th. It was exactly 1 week to the day before my 50th birthday, because that just happened to fall on Paddy's Day.
I can't wait.
No, and
for this story to change 100 times between now and my 50th birthday, until you say, no, mate, you have to stand on your head on top of the Tower of London drinking 18 and a half Guinnesses through a funnel. This is your accent, trust me. This is exactly
perfect.
How you sound.
I'm straight Scottish.
No, I think I've apparently gone. What's the gone... Blackpool? I think I'm very north. I'm somewhere. Oh no, wait.
No, you were in Scotland. You were very, very obviously
Wasn't
there
I?
In Scotland.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to go full Scottish. So okay, if the rules change several times, but all right, 18 Guinnesses on my 50th birthday.
But that was over 12 hours, I hasten to add. That wasn't just, I didn't just sit down and 3 hours later I drank 18
pints. No, okay, no. We can end that. So what we're talking about, 11 to 11 is probably, or 10 to 10?
It was 11 till 11, yes.
Well, okay, that's probably the best. It was 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. the next morning. <That's right. laughs> Just kept having the Guinnesses.
Right.
I think we do it. This reminds me that there's also a mild challenge, and I've put this out to, I think I've even mentioned this to you, but I've put this out to Patrick and Jamie that I want to do, because I've never done this. I've never, this was a big thing back in university. I have never done this myself, is qualify for what is called the Century Club.
Oh, yes.
And I'm hearing a very knowledgeable noise out of Rebecca there and a slightly confused look on Ian's face.
Mm-hmm.
So that's telling me that this is Canadian.
Oh, hang on a minute. You have mentioned this.
Oh, I have.
Are they 4 ounces?
Yes. It's technically 100 shots of beer in 100
yes.
minutes. Now, that's if you'd like to know approximately how much 100 shots of beer is, it is a case of 12, the smaller cans.
Yeah, you have mentioned it. In 100 minutes.
Which is a little over an hour and a half. So a case of 12 in an hour and a half.
That's an awful lot. That's more, you know, the reason, I know I had 18 Guinness just because I was informed by the barman.
I am having a hard time now establishing the legitimacy of this challenge based on the person whose job it is to make you pay for as many beverages as he is telling you you consumed.
But
is there a possibility that there was a fudging of numbers somewhere between 12 and 17?
No, my bill only came to $70 at the end of it. So I thought, those numbers don't add up. But, of course, I got bought an awful lot. So I am informed that I had 18 over the 12 hours. I wasn't keeping score, but that's what I was informed afterwards. However, of course, that's over 12 hours. To do a case of 12...
Yep.
In 100 minutes.
It's on a different day. We're going to do this on two different days.
That's awful. That to me is
a thing.
That's seriously, at least if you do one every I don't know, do the math. One every 40 minutes. Forty minutes would be 18 pints over 12 hours. Correct me if I'm wrong, but that works out of once every 40 minutes. I've had a couple of beers, maybe my math isn't right. But you're telling me you're gonna do 12 pints in an hour and 40
minutes. It's not a
pint.
No, this is the 300 and the little cans.
Oh, okay.
The little guys.
Then it's 9 pints in an hour and 40 minutes. That's still a stretch.
Is it?
That's a hell of a stretch.
Yeah.
I'll give it a go, though. Hey, you only live once.
Exactly. So, yeah, we gotta try to make this happen. I'd be happy to try to do a centrally. Now... The plan was to hopefully do it, and I don't even know if Brittany wants to be a part of it, but it probably would make sense to try to do this either before the baby comes or before the baby is old enough to, like, go on Oprah afterwards and describe how I have completely messed up their lives. But I've been trying to plan this a little bit with Patrick and Jamie, and I still want to do it. I still want to see if it's possible. Because I usually... My body is the type that it gives up... quickly. It my body lets me know when I've had too much. You know when people talk about the blackout drunkenness thing? Yeah. I have never had that. My body violently rejects things before I get to the blackout drunk stage.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Even in my worst days, I've never ever passed out drunk.
To me, feels healthy-ish. My body seems to know that we've had enough of this alcohol stuff.
And we're going to
send
some
of it back.
Yes, that's probably the best. And of course, some of those unfortunate people whose bodies don't do that for them, they get into a heck of a. That's not to say I haven't been into some terrible states, which I'm not proud of. But let's be upfront about that. That's what alcohol can do to you if you don't mind what you're doing. But I've never been to the stage where I've woken up the next morning or even just literally passed out drunk. No, maybe when I was 16.
In full circle to Morris's review of the first beer, using someone else's words to describe something, I will steal from The Simpsons and say the statement on that is beer is the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Life's problems, absolutely. Was that Barney?
I think that was Homer.
Was that Homer? I've just got a tiny little bit of this left. This is the one that I haven't even marked yet. The previous one I gave an 8 to. I'm going to have to mark this. Ross, it's a different white stout. It's more flavoursome, but I don't enjoy it as much. Even though up front I was like, oh, this is amazing.
I liked it up front, but it changed towards the bottom. And maybe that's why. I was trying to decide why it deserved a lower mark, and that might be it. Delicious up top, and then it sort of failed more and more as you got to the bottom.
Yeah.
But the propeller one. So it was very delicious up front. I loved it, but it got a little bit weird towards the bottom. So the Boxing Rock, I'm sorry,
7.78.
I gotta give you that.
Give it 6.65.
Because with a leading one, then the year was 1778.
And on that note, I'm out of here.
Yeah. It's a little bit lower. Regardless, we, Ian and I, and occasionally some additional guests, when we can sometimes find them, are over here on the Drink NS Dry Facebook page live, and you can catch us at drinkns.unsupervised.beer is the website, or you can find the podcast anywhere that you see podcasts, Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts, which I definitely have confirmed. And other than that, we're here live on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on the Facebook page, and then some other things on the YouTube page as well. So I was Ross, and that was Ian, and we tried some white stouts tonight. So we'll hopefully see everyone next week. Have a wonderful New Year's Eve, everyone. Try some local craft beers. Maybe drink a few of those in a row. And we'll see you next week. Good night.